grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The Word of God that serves as the basis for my message today is recorded in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, where we read as follows. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. In the name of our blessed Savior, dear friend, we have now come to the end of our 150th anniversary celebration. Throughout the year, we have mainly looked back to the past, but we have also examined where we are now, the present, and where we want to be, the future. In our text, we are told that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. In other words, Jesus Christ is the same past, present, and future. First thing, let's consider the past. You know, I have actually met people who never look back. For example, I recently visited a lady in a nursing home in Bloomington. Prior to my visit, she had been in the hospital for approximately 2 weeks. On my visit, I asked about the hospital stay and how it had gone. And almost immediately, this was her reply. That is past. It's gone. I don't think about the past. Maybe some of you feel the same way. But actually, I found her attitude rather strange. Because it's been my experience in visiting nursing homes that the people there often live in the past. In fact, they dwell on the past, talking over and over about certain distant events. Well, let's be honest about it. No doubt, more of us are like that. No doubt most of you like to reminisce about the past. At least, you know, to some degree. But there are problems in doing this. One problem in looking back is that our memory is often selective. We like to talk about the good old days, but we choose those events which we now perceive as having brought us much pleasure. And we choose not to recall how difficult life really was in life. We also have a tendency to rationalize the so-called good old days, good old times, and make them better than they often actually were. Now when it comes to the past, there is another temptation. We wonder how our lives might be today if we had made a different decision. If someone else had made a different decision affecting us. If certain events had proceeded differently. By the way, just in case you are given to this if business, this what if business, I would suggest you not do it out loud in front of those But seriously, most of us would like to do some things over so that we would do that better. We would like to spend more time with our family, be a better spouse, a better parent, a better child. When I consider some of my mistakes, but why don't we just call them goof-ups? When I consider some of my mistakes, I think, well, I'd like another shot. I don't know about you, but I'd like another shot. Well, as you and I consider the past, it would be good to do the following three things.
First, be thankful. Be thankful. Yes, we would do well to thank God for our many blessings. All of the good times, and especially to thank God for His grace and strength which helped us through the difficult times. We ought to thank God for bringing us to faith in Jesus Christ as our Savior and for keeping us in that faith. So that's first, be thankful. Second, be accepting. A little bit more difficult. Accept the past. Accept the way things have proceeded in your life. Trust that Jesus was there in your past, that He was working in your life to accomplish God's will, and that He is able to bring good even from your failures. So that's accepting. And third and most important, be believing. Believe that God, for Jesus' sake, has forgiven those past sins which still to this day may derive you of peace. Thankful, accepting, believing. Now what I've said for us individually applies also to this entire congregation. Jesus has blessed St. John Lutheran Church. Jesus was there in the past of this congregation. He has been there through all 150 years. Praise His holy name. We now come to the present. What's going on in the world today? Well, when I was a child, news was mainly available through the newspapers, and the coverage was quite limited. As for radio, well, the news reports were rather sporadic. Oh, yes, we had something called movie tone news at the theaters. Today we are just overwhelmed with news. Many cable channels have what they call breaking news alert 24 hours a day. And I'll give you a clue. You're going to get hurt if you watch it all the time. What is this news? Most of it's bad. Terrible natural disasters, and how terrible they were in 2005. The wars in Afghanistan, in Iraq. The ongoing slaughter in the Middle East, where our Lord and Savior once walked. Terrorism, more terrorism. A possible new flu strain. Record deficits, energy crisis, horrific crimes. And you know, for Christians, the most depressing news are those stories which attest to the attacks on Christian beliefs, values, and morals. Well, all of this is quite overwhelming, and it creates a good deal of anxiety and depression. Just so little good news is reported. And then at the same time that all this is going on, all sorts of unpleasant things may be going on in your personal lives. You or a loved one may be struggling with a very serious illness. You may be grieving yet at the death of one near and dear. Perhaps things are not going well at work, at school. It could be that things are a bit rough in the family itself. Relationships are strained. A parent, a child, a spouse has disappointed you. It could be that you are lonely or even depressed, and sometimes you do not exactly know why. Well, it is often at such times that we do what? It is often at such times that we try to avoid the present by resorting to the past, escaping into the world of fantasy. Because you see, the present just seems unbearable. But here again, our text speaks to us. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, as you know, people change. You ever been to a class reunion? Well, When you attend a class reunion, you might discover somebody who was once humble but is now quite a braggart. You might discover someone who was rather stuck up in high school but now is outgoing and friendly. People change. Let's face it, you're not the same. I'm not the same. But Jesus Christ is the same today as he always has been. Now, who is this Jesus Christ of whom we have been speaking this morning? I'd like to begin by talking about his humanity, his humanity. This is Advent. Today is the first Sunday. And during Advent and Christmas, we shall consider how he came to our earth to live among us as a human being. And you know, the world of his day had troubles too, even as our world does today. This Jesus who lived as a human being here, he knows what it's like to have trials, to suffer. He experienced hunger and thirst. He was rejected and forsaken. And though he was totally innocent, he was arrested, beaten, mocked, tortured, and died the most excruciating death a human being can experience. And so he knows what life is like, life on this earth. Ask Rockefeller about your tight budget, and you'd get a blank stare. Huh, what's a budget? But ask Jesus about your many troubles, and you will get understanding, compassion, and love. In fact, in the fourth chapter of Hebrews, we are told that in Jesus we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but we have one who has been tempted in every way just as we are. Now, of course, this Jesus was more than a mere man. This Jesus was and is the very Son of God. And during his time on earth, he trusted in his heavenly Father, that his heavenly Father would care for him. You see, he was on a mission for you and for me. He bore our sins, our guilt, and our punishment. While we were yet enemies of God because of our sin, Jesus Christ suffered and died for us. Now he has ascended. This Jesus, now ascended to the right hand of the Father, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has promised, "I am with you always." According to his very own teaching, he knows your every want. And you can be assured that he will stand by you, that his grace and strength will be sufficient to meet your every need and to see you through. In such knowledge, then, my friends, let's live the present with confidence. Jesus is with us. Let's live the present with confidence. The past is past. The future is unknown. Now is the time. Now is the time to use our God-given gifts to do his will, to live the Christian life, to share our faith, to love others as he loved us. Now is the time to offer that apology you've been putting off. Now is the time to make that nursing home visit. Now is the time to offer that word of comfort to somebody who's been bereaved, somebody who's hurting. And yes, now is the time to express gratitude to the person who has stood faithfully by your side. And yes, now is the time for St. John Lutheran Church to continue what it has always done. And what is that? To carry out the mission given by its Lord and Savior, to preach and teach his word, to be a welcoming and loving church. Those are the churches that grow, that preach the word faithfully and are loving and welcoming. And then also to support the worldwide proclamation of the saving gospel. Finally, we come to the future. Do you know, I'm sure you adults know, but maybe you younger ones don't realize it. Do you know that in all of recorded history, no matter what nation you're talking about, in all of recorded history, there has never been anything like the past several decades in the United States of America? They have been the best of times in terms of wealth, material possessions, living accommodations, medical care, the comforts of life, and what we commonly refer to as luxuries. It is easy to imagine that it will always be this way. But will it? There are ominous signs that life is tenuous and can change drastically and suddenly. Who knows how long these times will last? And so we cannot help but wonder, how will it go in the future? What will life be like for any of us as we grow older? And we cannot help what life will be like for our children and our grandchildren. Will they be safe? Will they be healthy? Will they be successful in their marriage, in their career? Will they continue to believe in Jesus Christ as their Savior and Lord? And will He be the head of their family? How will it go with the world? Will there be peace among the nations at last? Will our own nation hold together as it confronts terrorism, huge deficits, an energy crisis, and especially as it faces declining morals and values and an increasing indifference to God and His truth? How will it go with St. John Lutheran Church? Will this congregation continue to be faithful in declaring the Word of God? Will it continue to be faithful in teaching children the Word of God? Will it continue to be faithful in supporting God's mission with time and treasure? I hope so. Pray so. Well, I've asked a lot of questions about the future. Let's face facts. When it comes to the future, there is a great deal of uncertainty. Much we do not know. And yet, what do we know? Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He who has been with us in the past, He who is with us today, will surely be with us in the unknown future. Unknown future? I don't know about that. You know, the future is not entirely unknown, is it? Jesus once said that the gates of hell will not prevail against His church. That's a fact. That's known. And our victory through faith in Christ is assured. That's known. God's will and purposes shall be accomplished. He has the whole world in His hands. He is in control. Therefore, my friends, we must do what all generations before us have done. We must face the future with optimism and courage. Oh, not denying that in the world there will always be trials and tribulations, but going forward in the conviction that Jesus will be with us to quiet our fears. Our fears. Psalm 27:1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Psalm 46:1 and 2, God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. Philippians 4:6, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. After 9/11, many people, including myself, and we all know where we were that morning. I know where I was. And many people, including myself, said, things will never be the same. But that wasn't entirely right. Jesus Christ was and is the same. And as we look to the future, we know that there is coming a day when we can say that again. Things will never be the same. And that time will be heaven, where there will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain. When my mother served Thanksgiving dinner, we did not have the finest china, crystal, or flatware. But we had the basics: turkey, dressing, cranberries, sweet potatoes. At the end of the meal, Mom would gather the plates and the utensils. And when she said, "Keep your forks," we knew the best part of the meal, the dessert, was yet to come. As you and I then look from the past and the present to the future, and as we think about our heavenly home, Jesus says to us, "Keep your forks." Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.